So basically, Agmara b'Maseret Megillah, the Gemara b'Maseret Megillah say that person need to read the Megillah at night and to return read it again of the day. At the day, how do we know this? So the Gemara basically in Maseret Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Aleph brought two different pesukim to prove it. A pasuk arishon shagmara mevia, who's remember? V'layla lo dumiali, yes, elokai kra yomam, v'layla v'lo dumiali. We have no Megillah here. Okay? So basically, don't worry. That's basically proof from this pasuk we learned, pasuk in Tehillim. From this pasuk in Tehillim. From this pasuk in Tehillim, we learn that there is a chiyuv likra et haMegillah b'yom u'b'layla. Okay, that's pasuk number one. Elokai kra yomam v'lo ta'ane v'layla v'lo dumiyali. And then in the end of the sugya, Gemara meviah odeah et Rav Ula, Rabbi Chelbo b'shem Rav Ula omer, Rav Ula b'iram. Also, that you need to read the Megillah at the night and read it again in the day. And we learn from the pasuk, the man is a bracha kavod velo idom, kavod bayom, lo idom balayla. So you need to read the Megillah at the day. Kavod velo idom bayom, Hashem Elokai leolam oteka balayla. So you need to read the Megillah also at the day, at the night. So there is basically two psukim according to the Gemara, both psukim teilim, either the man is a bracha kavod velo idom, or from the pasuk. That's what say the Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph Masechet Megillah. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi and Rav Ula Beira. Okay, excellent. The main question that I want to discuss is, okay, by the way, before we continue, there is another sugya they're talking about Kriyat Megillah. The sugya in Daf Kaf, the Mishnah, talking about the time of Kriyat Megillah. And the Mishnah specifies the idea that the time of Kriyat Megillah is start from Alot HaShachar and go all the way till Shkiat HaChamam. And the Gemara said, the Mishnah said in Megillah Kaf, Kaf Amud Bet, that everything that mitzvato bayom, mitzvato kol hayom. Okay, that's what the Mishnah said. So the Gemara immediately asking, but Megillah you have also mitzvah at night, not just over the day. So the answer of the Gemara? Everyone knows what I'm talking about? The Mishnah in Daf Kaf omeret. HaMishnah in Daf Kaf v'Masechet Megillah omeret kacha. Let me read it for you. The Mishnah said, "Ein korin ta Megillah velo malim velo tovlin etc. etc. Ad shetanetzach chama. Ve'kulam she'asu mishala amud ha'shachar kasher." So they not read the Megillah ela achei netzach chama, but if you do it from Alot HaShachar, it's also kasher. So asking the Gemara, how do we know this? So the Gemara brings a pasuk, v'yamim ha'ele nizkarim v'na'asim. What does it mean, v'yamim ha'ele nizkarim v'na'asim? Hayamim, it's mean to be in the days, and when the days start? Netzach chama says, or Alot HaShachar. Okay, excellent. So immediately asking the Gemara, v'yomim b'layla lo? So it starts from this pasuk that you have a chiyuv likroa et ha-megillah b'yom v'lo b'layla, nachon? And that's the reason why we say that you're allowed to read the Megillah since Alot HaShachar or Netzach Chama, and not to read the Megillah at night. Okay? Not before Alot HaShachar or Netzach Chama. So asking the Gemara, but Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi say in Daf Dalet, that there is a mitzvah to read the Megillah also at night. What the Gemara answer? You're right. There is a mitzvah to read the Megillah at night, but here we're talking about the mitzvah of the day. The Kriyat Megillah of the day is need to be since Netzach Chama or Alot HaShachar. Seder? In going all the way. All the day. But we have separate mitzvot to read it at night. So by the way, if I ask you a question, how do you learn that you need to read the Megillah at the day? A tricky question. Not at night, at the day. We have three different sources. Why three different sources? Natan is right.
The two nighttime ones are
okay? Yomam, v'layla v'lo ta'aneli. So Yomam, first. There is another pasuk in Tehillim. Leman is a bracha kavod v'lo idom. Rashi said, "Bayom, Hashem Elokai leolam odeka balayla." So, second time that you mentioned that you need to read it bayom, and third time is vayamim alayla nizkarim v'naasim. The pasuk in Megillat Esther. And obviously, you need to ask a question: why we need so many psukim? Okay, why we need so many different psukim to tell us that there is an idea to read the Megillah at night and at the day. Why we need so many psukim that you need to read the Megillah at day? There is a simple pasuk. Ayamim ha'elen nizkarim v'na'asim. Why we need the psukim from Tehillim? Okay, that's a simple question. Ad kan hagmarot. There is an interesting discussion at the poskim and the rishonim about the next question. As you know, when person do a mitzvah that it's time bounded mitzvah, you need to say birkat hazman. What does it mean birkat hazman? Shechian. Okay, so there is an interesting machloket rishonim. Person that reading Megillah at night, as we know that you need to read the Megillah at night and over the day. Okay, he says Shechianu at the Megillah at night. Obviously, does he need to say Shechianu again when you read the Megillah at the daytime or not? The Rambam say no. Say the Rambam, like any other mitzvah, the first time bond mitzvah that you do the mitzvah, you say Shechianu. And the second time that you do the mitzvah, you not say Shechianu anymore. Who can give me example?
Sukkah.
Good example. I want better example for my convenience. Chanukah. I will show you why. Chanukah. Chanukah is a good example here. I will tell you what's the difference between Sukkah and Chanukah in a second. Chanukah. You light in the menorah, and the first day you say Shechianu. The other days you say La'adik neshe Chanukah v'asha'as ha'nisim la'avoteinu, but you're not Shechianu. Why I prefer to bring example from Sukkah, from Chanukah and not from Sukkah? Because Chanukah is really similar to Kebla. Both of them is Al-Nisim, both of them is Birkat Hanes, Sha'as ha'nisim la'avoteinu, yes. So I thought that it's a similar case. It's much easier to bring example from Chanukah. Yes, what? So Rambam says something really simple. As in Chanukah, when you light in the candle of Chanukah, when do you say Birkat Hazman, Shechianu? At the first night. After that, every night, you don't say Shechianu. You light in the candle, you give bracha on the candle, but you don't give Birkat Shechianu. Same thing about Kriyat Megillah. When you read the Megillah the first time, when is the first time that you read the Megillah?
At night.
Then you say Shechianu. When you read the Megillah at the day, it's already the second time, you don't say Shechianu. Make sense? The Rambam is simple. But as you know, the Tosfot and the Ritva and Ran and which other Rishonim and Meiri, maybe it's not so clear, all of them agree that the Rambam is wrong. And as you say Shechianu at night, he also needs to say Shechianu at the daytime. Why? Before I say why, just Halacha L'maaseh, what do we do? What do we do Halacha L'maaseh? Say Shechianu at the day or not?
Yeah.
It depends. Shulchan Aruch or Rema. The Shulchan Aruch mentioned that we not say Shechianu as a Rambam, but we must say that our minhag in Ashkenaz is to say Shechianu also at the day when you read the Megillah. So I don't know what the Sfaradim are doing today. Honestly, I didn't check, but according to the Shulchan Aruch, it looks like they don't need to say Shechianu at the Megillah at the day. Does any Sfaradim remember what they do?
They don't.
Okay. That's what the Shulchan Aruch say. But the Rama say that Minag Ashkenaz is like Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfot, it's like Ran, it's like Ritva, to say Shechianu also in reading the Megillah at the day. But the question is obviously why? Why? The Rambam look like he's really right. Ze nira pashut sharambam tzodek, nachon? Why? Because it's the first time that you do the mitzvah, you need to say Shechianu. Second time, it's already second time. There is no idea to say Shechianu, as in Chanukah, as in Sukkah, if I use your example, as in a lot of other mitzvah. The first time that you do the mitzvah, you say Shechianu. After that, you don't say Shechianu anymore. Barul? So basically, Tosafot brought two answers. Two answers. Tirutz mispar echad, omer Tosafot, ki ikar akriyat megila bayom. Even that, the halacha say that you need to read the Megillah twice, once at night, once at the day, Ikar Kriyat HaMegillah Bayom. And other Rishonim add above this that Ikar Pirsum HaNes Bayom. The main idea of Megillah is Pirsum HaNes. When is the main time of Pirsum HaNes? During the day. And it really makes sense for a lot of reasons. First of all, the pasuk at Megillah Esther Tzmo, they're talking about reading the Megillah, said what? V'azmanim alalu, V'ayamim alalu nizkarim v'naasim. The pasuk in Megillat Esther, they're talking about the idea of reading the Megillah, talking about the day or at night? The pasuk in Megillat Esther, they're talking about reading the Megillah.
The day.
The main mitzvah of Kriyat Megillah is on the day. That's what you can see from Megillat Esther. We go to Tehillim and found clues, you know, because David HaMelech was living before Esther. It's a clue. It's remez that you need to read the Megillah over the night. But the main pasuk in Megillah Esther, they're talking about reading Megillah, talking about when? During the day. So it's obvious that the Ikar Kriyat Megillah is during the day. More than this, it's not just that the main Kriyat Megillah is over the day, the main Pirsum HaNes is over the day. Why? You can imagine that at night, it's much more difficult to do Pirsum HaNes. People at home normally, not everyone coming to Hanukkah, you need to do it early at night to be sure that people can see it, you know? By the way, there is opinion in the Ritva, in Masechet Megillah, that at night you don't need minyan for Kriyat Megillah. Because the main Pirsum HaNes is over the day. Okay? So, the first answer of Tosfot, even that we do the Kriyat Megillah at night and at the day, Ika Pirsum HaNes is at the daytime and not at night time. That's answer number one. So far so good? Excellent. Really weird, by the way. I tell you why it's a really weird answer. What's so difficult about this answer? Even if I say Ika Pirsum HaNes over the day, as long as I have mitzvah to do the Pirsum HaNes also at night, in a Shechianu, it's over. I did Shechianu already. You understand what I said?
Yeah.
Okay, the main Pirsum HaNes is over the day. Great, so what? I already said Shechianu in the mitzvah at night, so why I need to say Shechianu again? Who cares what is the main mitzvah? You know? Who cares what is the main Pirsum HaNes? As long as Chachamim told me to do Pirsum HaNes also at night, and I do the mitzvah of Pirsum HaNes also at night, and I do Shechianu at that Pirsum HaNes, why need to do Shechianu again? The Rambam can ask about the Rabbeinu Tam, so what if Ika Pirsum HaNes at night? At day, excuse me. You already do Pirsum HaNes at night, you fulfill the mitzvah, one time with Shechianu, you don't do Shechianu second time. Okay? But that's the first answer of Tosfot. Obviously we need to clarify why this answer is a good answer. Okay? But before I clarify this answer, I want to go to the second answer of Tosfot. What is the second answer of Tosfot? מה התשובה השנייה של תוספות? למה אומרים שהחיינו פעמיים? נו, דיוויד.
As if Pasuk on Esther has mentioned, talks about Asiya, and Asiya refers to the Mishnah. Mishnah can only be done during the day, so just like the Suda can only be done during the day, so to begin.
Excellent, excellent. That's exactly what Tosfot said. Because Sudat Purim, you're able to do just over the day, and you not do Sudat Purim at night, okay, because Sudat Purim, as we know, you can do just over the day, and you do the Sudat Purim in the day and not do it at night. Same thing about Kriyat Megillah, you say Shechianu in the day. But again, it's a weird answer. That's exactly what Tosfot said. But as I brought you in the Bar Mikomot from the Shul Adaret from Rav Hirschler, he asked him a simple question: what's the connection? Suda, I'm not able to do at night. Mitzvah Suda is just over the day. If I do Suda at night, I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah. The mitzvah Suda is over the day. So obviously I do the Suda over the day. But Megillah, you see that it's different. Why you see that Megillah is different? Because at Megillah, you get mitzvah to do both. So how can you bring any proof from Suda Purim? If Suda Purim, you need to do both. And you say that just, you know, say Shechel. But there is Suda Purim just over the day. There is no mitzvah Suda Purim at night. In Megillah, you have a mitzvah at night. So what's the idea? So what if you do Suda Purim just over the day? It's because there is no ability to do it at night. How can you prove anything from Sudat Purim? So basically, Tosfot gave two answers. Both of them are really difficult answers. One, that Ika Pirsum HaNes is over the day, and you not understand so what. As long as you have a mitzvah to do Pirsum HaNes also at night, and you say the bracha at night, Birkat Hazman, why you need to say it together over the day? And the second answer, that because Suda is on the day, and you're not able to do the Suda at night, so what? How can you prove anything from here? Megillah you can do at night. So how can you prove from Suda to Megillah? Okay? That's the two questions that we can ask. Oh, the two answers of Tosfot, and we explain why we don't like this answer, and it's not really clarified the reason why we're able to say Shechianu twice. Okay? So I brought you the Meir. And the Meir at the beginning suggests something that I think it's really similar to the second answer of Tosfot, with much, much more explanation. And let's explain what the Meir said. Okay? But before we explain what the Meir said and how we explain the second answer of Tosfot, I want to ask you a simple question about the Meir. Look at the first sentence of the Meir. חייב אדם לקרוא את המגילה בלילה שמחורתו יום פורים, ולשנותה פעם אחרת ביום מחורתו. Can you see this sentence? Who can ask a question about sentence? מי יכול לשאול שאלה על העברית במשפט הזה? חייב אדם לקרוא את מגילה בלילה שמחורתו יום פורים, ולשנותה פעם אחרת ביום מחורתו. What's wrong with this Hebrew in this sentence? תגיד. חייב אדם לקרוא את המגילה בלילה שמחורתו יום פורים. It's not a weird phrase. Why didn't say חייב אדם לקרוא את המגילה בליל פורים? What do you mean לילה שמחורתו פורים? How do you call ליל שבת or לילה שמחר שבת? It's called ליל שבת in Hebrew, yes? איך נקרא ליל סוכות? It's not הלילה שמחר סוכות. It's ליל סוכות. Why do we use the phrase לילה שמחרתו יום פורים?
The main part is that they have been
heralded. What do you want to say by this? Say it.
The holiday parent is take place during day, just is the night before. But the building special about that is only built being the Iker.
Listen, David is more than right. I'm pretty sure that the Meir want to give us a clue about his opinion. That Leil Purim, it's not Purim. Don't make a mistake. Leil Purim is something totally different. Purim start at the morning. Purim start at the morning. Leil Purim, there is something different. There is a mitzvah to read the Megillah in Leil Purim. But it's not Purim. Purim start at the morning. How do I know that you can read Megillah before Purim even if it's not Purim? Give me proof. אנשי הכפרים. אנשי הכפרים מקדימים ליום הכניסה, even that it's not Purim, they're reading the Megillah. So I think the Meir is really focusing on a simple thing here. And I want to emphasize a simple idea. Purim start at the morning. Don't make a mistake. There is no Purim at night. At night it's not a Purim. It's a Chiyuv Kriyat Megillah. But it's not necessarily Purim. That's the reason why, for example, if you want to eat the Seudah, can you eat the Seudah in Leil Purim? No. Can you be Yotze B'Lechdei Chovat Seudah Purim B'Leil Purim? No. Why not? Because Seudah is a mitzvah to do in Purim. Just reading Megillah you can do before Purim as a Pirsum Anes. But the Seudah mitzvah is in Purim. And Purim start when? At Alot HaShachar, at the morning. Leil Purim, it's not Purim. It's a day, it's a night, that tomorrow going to be Purim. Why Leil Sukkot we call Leil Sukkot? Why Leil Shabbat we call Leil Shabbat? Why do you not call them the night before Shabbos? Because it's already Shabbos. Since Shkia, it's already Shabbos. Since Tzeit HaKochavim. Sukkot starts at Tzeit HaKochavim. Pesach starts, obviously, at Tzeit HaKochavim, Leil HaSeder. Purim starts at the morning. But you have a mitzvah to read the Megillah, Laila before. And the Meir is מצוין, is מדויק. חייב אדם לקרוא את המגילה בלילה שמחרתו פורים, even that it's not Purim. And then you need to read it again in Purim. Therefore, the Meir suggests to explain beautifully the opinion of the Rishonim that the Chiyuv Yale Chiyuv, excuse me, Chiyuv Birkat Hazman, we have two Chiyuvim in Purim. One at night and one over the day. You know why? Say the Meir, according to this opinion, it's really obvious. You know why? And that's maybe the answer of the second answer of Tosfot. We have two reasons and two possibilities. When do we say Birkat Hazman She'echiyanu? We have Birkat She'echiyanu for two different reasons. Why? One, when we have a mitzvah that it's time bound mitzvah, we say She'echiyanu. Mitzvah that don't happen every day, it happens in specific times, not always, we say She'echiyanu. Can you give me an example to a mitzvah that it's not open all the time, because it's happened rarely once in a while, you say She'echiyanu. Okay, give me an example for this. Not related to Yom Tov.
So it's not time bound?
I don't want to call it time bound officially, but it's coming from time to time, not always. That's not a mitzvah. Sukkah, it's Yom Tov. Brit Milah, for example. We say She'echiyanu when we do Brit Milah. Why? Because it happens once in a while, yes? Okay? Excellent. So the mitzvah himself, if it's happened rarely once in a while, requiring Birkat Hazman. Okay? Excellent. For example, if I'm asking a question, people in the Kfarim, when they read in the Megillah in Yud Aleph, Yud Bet, Yud Gimel, it's not Purim, it's not Yom Tov, it's nothing. Does they say Birkat Hazman? I think the answer is yes. You know why the answer is yes? Because they have a mitzvah of Kriyat Megillah. What's the reason for this mitzvah? Pirsum Anes, not related to any Yom Tov, it's not Yom Tov, it's Yud Aleph Be'Adar. It's Yud Bet Be'Adar, it's not Yom Tov. It's not Purim, but the mitzvah that's coming once a while, once a year, the mitzvah requiring Birkat Hazman. Okay? So far so good?
Yeah.
There is another requirement of Birkat Hazman. As it sounds in the sentence, Zman, Yom Tov. If there is a Yom Tov, the Yom Tov himself requiring Birkat Hazman. Example, Shavuot. Chag HaShavuot, we say Shechianu? Yes, there is a special mitzvah in Chag HaShavuot?
No.
So what's requiring the Birkat Hazman in Chag HaShavuot?
Hazman.
The Zman, the Yom Tov. The special date. Now listen carefully. Normally, in most of the holidays, you can catch two birds with one stone. What's it mean you can catch two birds with one stone? Let's take Sukkot for example. Say the Meiri, if we talk about Sukkah, for example, when Sukkah starts at the night, you are going to the Sukkah, sitting in the Sukkah, and you say Shechianu just once. And that Shechianu that you do just once covers two things. It's covered the date, the Zman, the Yom Tov, and it's going to cover also the requirement of Shechianu of the special mitzvah. Which mitzvah? Which mitzvah? The time-bound mitzvah? Yeshiva Sukkah. So you're going into the Sukkah, doing Kiddush, say Shechianu, and catching two birds with one stone. Why? Your Shechianu is going in two requirements. The requirement of the time, of the date, and the requirement of the special mitzvah. Then tomorrow morning, you say Shechianu again. When? When do you do Shechianu again in tomorrow morning? Sukkot in the morning, you not say Shechianu in the Kiddush. You did Shechianu in the Kiddush already, at night. On the lulav, excellent. Why? Because suddenly we have a new mitzvah, time-bound mitzvah. Say Shechianu for the time-bound mitzvah. Omer HaMeiri, maybe that's the reason of the Rishonim, why we say Shechianu twice, once at Kriyat Megillah at night, and once at Kriyat Megillah at day. You know why? At Kriyat Megillah at night, why we say Shechianu? For what reason? For what reason we say Shechianu at night? Not this man. Why are you not able to say this man? Because it's not Purim yet. We do it because we have a special mitzvah of Al HaNisim, of Pirsum HaNes, of Kriyat Megillah for Pirsum HaNes, and that mitzvah of Pirsum HaNes by Kriyat Megillah, it's time-bound mitzvah that not happen every day, so it's requiring Shechianu. So we say Shechianu on Birkat Al HaMegillah Shekorim Balayla. It's not Yom Tov. It's not Purim yet, as we was Medaikim in the Meiri language. It's the night before Purim. But we have a mitzvah to read the Megillah that night, to do Pirsum HaNes at that night, and for that mitzvah, we have Shechianu for the mitzvah. But we still need to do Shechianu for what? For the Yom Tov. We're not able to do it at night. Why are we not able to do the Shechianu for Yom Tov at night? For the Purim, for the day? Why are we not able to do it at night? Because it's not Yom Tov, it's not Purim yet. When Purim start? In the Lot Shachar. So what is the best time to say Shechianu for the day? When we're going to read the Megillah, the day. Why? Because if we had a Kiddush, we do it in the Kiddush. Unfortunately, we not have a Kiddush on Purim. So when we are going to do it? When we read in the Megillah, the day. That's how the Meiri explained the second answer of Tosfot. Say the Meiri, there is two requirements of saying Birkat Shechianu. One for the mitzvah, one for the day. At Sukkot we can do them both, because sitting in the Sukkah, we start to sit in the Sukkah at night, and the Yom Tov started at night, and both of them come together, so we can catch the two birds with one stone. But at Yom Purim we have a problem. We start to do the mitzvah at night, before it's Yom Tov, so we need to say Shechianu on the mitzvah at night, but then we say it again in the day, because of the Yom Tov. Of Purim, yes.
When you say we say Shechianu because of the mitzvah and the Yom, mitzvah.
Not the mitzvah of the yom, because of the yom.
What is the mitzvah at night?
How can you say that pulling is not at night if every holiday is like the same?
But that's it's a good question. It's a good question. But you need to remember that it's only day with the Rabbanan, and Rabbanan can make the takana like this.
So that's a
question that you can ask about why not to have Siddur Purim at night.
Yudara comes out at night, not the Yudara comes out in the morning, so it's like saying.
Again, it's a good question, but it's not a question of this Suya. It's a question why Siddur Purim at night does not exist. If it's a regular Yom Tov, it's supposed to have a Siddur at night and the morning. Just in the morning? So for any reason, Mordechai and Esther, that they do the takana of Siddur Purim. Will the Takana of Purim start the holy day of the day? Baruch Rabotai! That's a beautiful Meir, really beautiful Meir, except one thing. The Meir himself didn't like it. You know why he didn't like it? Because he said, Purim is not Yom Tov at all. There is no requirement of Purim, of Zezman, to say Shechianu. There is no requirement to say Shechianu on the Zman of Purim, because the condition to have a requirement of say Shechianu on the Zman must be that you have Kiddush at that day. It means that the Zman is a special holy that's symbolized by the Kiddush. The fact that we not have a Kiddush in Purim proves that there is no real speciality, holiness, something spiritual on the Zman, and because there is no special things on the Zman, there is no requirement of Shechianu from the side of the Zman. So say the media is stuck with the question. Why is stuck with the question? Because if the only reason for the Shechianu is the mitzvah, why we need to say the Shechianu again when you do the mitzvah again in the day? Everyone understand the question?
Yeah.
So I want to offer a simple answer to this question. But before I offer this simple answer, I want to ask you another question that related to something else. Okay? There is Ritva, they're talking about Matanot La'anim, and gave us a big chidush about Matanot La'anim. That as you know, Matanot La'anim in Purim is different than any other Matanot La'anim. What's the difference between Purim Matanot La'anim to any other Matanot La'anim? That in Purim, a normal day that you give in tzedakah, you need to be sure that you give tzedakah to someone that is really ani. Okay? For example, you're not giving tzedakah to anim if they are not a Jew. You specifically give tzedakah to ani that you convince that he is ani and he is a Jew. When it's come to Purim, the Gemara said, "Eim medakdikim." You're not checking carefully if the ani is really ani. If we say that he is ani, you give him tzedakah. More than this, say the Ritva, okay, that you need to give tzedakah also to goyim. Why? Because all over the year, when you are specifically check carefully, is the ani that you give the tzedakah to. If you're not going to the goyim to give to the goyim, they don't understand why you not give them. They think that they're not qualified. Ruim. But in Purim, you give him to any Jew that come without checking him. If goy come to ask for tzedakah and you not give him, it's cause what? What we call in halacha eiva, sina. And that's the reason why you give in tzedakah to Purim to everyone that asks him, Jew, not Jew. Check his records. You not check if he's really ani. If he's coming to ask for tzedakah, you give him tzedakah. What's the reason for this? Why it's different? Say the Ritva, because in Purim, mitzvah tzedakah, we have also in Mishloach Manot. We see that Purim, the takana, is not just to give tzedakah, it's also to give Mishloach Manot to someone that is not poor at all. So from the fact that you have a mitzvah to give Mishloach Manot to someone that is not poor at all, obviously you don't need to be careful when you give tzedakah, that it will be a real poor person. But it's weird answer. What's exactly the idea behind this? So I think the answer is like this. I think what Ritva want to say is like this. All over the year, the reason for mitzvah tzedakah is to do chesed, to do tzedakah. I think Purim is different than any other time over the year. The main idea of tzedakah in Purim is to create simcha. Because if you look at Sukkim in Megillat Esther, there is an interesting language to the mitzvah simcha in Megillat Esther. The Sukkim in Megillat Esther לעשות אותם ימי משתה ושמחה. The pasuk says that you made the days, make the days, create the days to be ימי משתה ושמחה. If you compare this language to the language of simcha all over the Torah, all over the Torah, when the Torah talking about simcha, what the Torah said? Vesamachta bechagecha, for example, you know? What's the difference? Vesamachta bechagecha talking about the gavra. You need to be happy. It's a happy day, you need to be happy. When it's coming to Purim, the Halacha said that you need to make the day to be a happy day. What does it mean? The simcha in Purim created by us. By doing the mitzvot of Purim, we create simcha. The simcha at Yom Tov, the simcha of Shabbos, if you say that there is a mitzvot simcha on Shabbos, it's created by the day himself. It's not depends on you. It's not depends that you are happy. There is simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built in these days, and you need to be happy because there is Yom Simcha. At Purim, it's your requirement to create the simcha. It's like the simcha is not building in Purim. It's your requirement as a human being to create things, to do things that make simcha, that create simcha. What do you do? Mishte, drinking, seuda, and tzedakah v'mishloach manot. Because as the Rambam said in few places, there is no real simcha if you're not sure. One of the ideas of simcha, that you have no competition, no enemies, no jealousies, nothing. Everyone share with everyone. When you share what you have, that's a real simcha. It means that everyone happy with you. No one can really be happy, complete happy, if other people look at him and jealous, and בעברית קוראים לזה לא מפרגן. How do you say לא מפרגן in English? There is a phrase like this. They don't. They said, Daniel, help us. Okay? Real simcha, it means that you celebrate, you happy, and everyone happy with you. How is it possible? If you share. So the main idea of tzedakah and Purim, say that it's not like all over the year. All over the year, the main idea of tzedakah is what? To be sure that the ani have what you need. What the main idea of Purim tzedakah? Is to create simcha. By sharing, you're creating simcha. So the main idea that you share with the rich people by Mishloach Manot, and you share with the poor people by Matanot Ka'evyonim. But the main idea is to share. And because of that, it doesn't matter to be sure so much if it's a real Ani, or just fake Ani, or pretend himself to be Ani. The main idea is that you not celebrate by yourself. You're creating the Simcha by sharing with others. So, what I want to show you by this Ritva, that there is a huge difference between the Simcha of Purim and the Simcha of the holidays. The simcha of the holidays is built in on the day himself, that there is a concept of simcha. Okay? The simcha and Purim, it's something that the mitzvot of Purim and you as a human being, as a person that celebrates Purim, supposed to create the simcha of Purim. By what? By mishte, simcha, mishte, seuda, matanot le'evyonim, mishloach manot, and Kriyat the Megillah. When you're reading the Megillah and remember what's happened in Purim, it's koyches to be sameach. Kadosh Baruch Hu save us. All this complex of mitzvot bring you to be what? To create simcha and Purim. By the way, there is a famous Yerushalmi, beautiful Yerushalmi, that asks him why we're not allowed to do Seudat Purim on Shabbos. What's the Yerushalmi answer? Because there is a difference between simcha shetluya bebeidim. What's the Yerushalmi answer? There is a huge difference between the Simcha of Shabbos and Simcha of Yom of Purim. Simcha of Shabbos, Tuya B'day Shamayim. What does it mean, Tuya B'day Shamayim? It's built in on the day, as the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the day. Simcha and Purim, you create the Simcha by eating. Eating on Shabbos, if you think that there is a Simcha on Shabbos, it's Machloket Rishonim. Simcha on Shabbos, the reason why you're eating the Seuda, because it's Simcha, and you need to expose that you also Sameach, as the day is day Sameach. What's the idea of Seudat Purim? By the Seudah you want to create the Simcha. It's Simcha Tluya Bevedin. It's totally two different types of Simcha. According to this, I want to better any idea and to suggest a simple answer why we have two Birkot Zman on Kriyat Megillah on Purim. Because there is two different mitzvot of Kriyat Megillah on Purim. One mitzvah of Kriyat Megillah is just as a Pirsum Hanes. And the other mitzvah of Kriyat Megillah is to create Simcha. Like Mishloach Manot, like Matanot Levyunim, like Surat Purim. And that's exactly what Tosafot answered in the second answer. There is two different type of mitzvah of Kriyat Megillah. The mitzvah of Kriyat Megillah of night, it's not to create Simcha. How do I know? Because there is no mitzvah simcha at night. How do I know that there is no mitzvah simcha at night? There is no chiyuv seuda at night. There is no matanot levanim at night. There is no mish. Just Kriyat Megillah at night. So why read the Megillah at night? To do which mitzvah? Mitzvah of Pirsum Hanes. During the Kriyat Megillah at the day, we have two mitzvot. Pirsum Hanes, that we already did at night. And there is a new mitzvah of Kriyat Megillah at day. Which mitzvah? Mitzvah of creating simcha. That's mitzvah of creating simcha. You also need shecheyanu for this mitzvah also. So why we do the shecheyanu again when we're reading the Megillah at day? Because we have a new mitzvah now. Not just mitzvah of Pirsum Hanes. Mitzvah of creating simcha by reading the Megillah, plus Mishloach Manot, plus Mishloach Matanot Evenim, plus Mishneh V'simcha. V'seudah. So we have two different mitzvot. And by the way, that's the reason why we have two different psukim, more than one pasuk, to tell me that we have obligation to read Megillah a day. The pasuk from Tehillim come to teach me that Pirsum Hanes need to be at night and during the day. That we learn from the pasuk in Tehillim. But there is a mitzvah pasuk in Megillah Esther that l'ayamim ha'elu nizkarim v'na'asim. We're talking about which type of mitzvah? Reading Megillah is creating simcha. And that's you have just during the day. We not have it at night. Because night, it's not Purim. It's not the obligation of Simcha yet. So when reading the Megillah at the day, we are making two mitzvot. One mitzvah by reading the Megillah is Pirsum Hanes. And one mitzvah by reading the Megillah is creating Simcha Purim. Yesterday we said Shecheyanu for which mitzvah? Of Pirsum Hanes. For that mitzvah, you have no obligation to do it again over the day. But we have a new mitzvah over the day. Which mitzvah? Creating simcha by reading the Megillah. That mitzvah of creating simcha required Shecheyanu by himself. And that Shecheyanu that we do on the reading the Megillah on the day. And I think that's the second answer that Tosafot want to say. There is no seuda at night. What does it mean there is no seuda at night? There is no chiyuv simcha at night. Night you were just reading the Megillah as Pirsum Hanes. Day you're reading the Megillah as creating simcha. It's a new mitzvah, required a new Birkat Hazman. The Rambam maybe disagree. The Rambam maybe think that Kriyat Megillah is not related to the creating Simcha. Kriyat Megillah is just Pirsum Hanes. If it's just Pirsum Hanes, then you have Pirsum Hanes at night, you have Pirsum Hanes at day, you don't need to say Shecheyanu again. But that's exactly the Machloket. So basically what I did, I used the same idea of the Meiri, but change it. Because the Meiri talk about Yom Tov and not and Mitzvah. I say no, there is two Mitzvot. Mitzvah of Pirsum Hanes and Mitzvah of Simcha Tayom, of creating Simcha. And the second mitzvah required again, Birkat Hazman. Mirza Hashem, maybe tomorrow if I come enough, early enough, I will give you another piece just to explain the first explanation of Tosfot. Okay, because we all just work on the second explanation of Tosfot. Baruch Rabotai, Atkan.